tonight I will continue, at least pass the introduction this morning, on the subject of engaging the power of favor. Thank you so very much. It's so different tonight to have you lead in praise and worship. Genesis, the 18th chapter, Genesis 18, is a passage of scripture that I want to begin to explore with us this evening. I am certain I'm not going to go too far with this subject tonight, but grace is sufficient. Amen. Genesis 18, I am going to just read and make commentaries as I go on. In Genesis 18, the word of the Lord says, "And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him." "And when he saw them, he ran to meet them." Okay, let's stop. This is getting too much for me. "And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood" where? "By him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them." These are two different things. When you operate and you engage in favor, one of the primary things that God first and foremost will release into your spirit is the grace of revelation, of vision. Vision that is beyond the natural. Abraham saw what he saw. And when he saw it, he saw this man by him. And he said to himself, "What is this that I just saw?" And opened his eyes to look clearly. And there were the men. And they were coming towards him. And he ran to them from the tent door. They were not by him in the natural, but they were by him and for him and with him in the realm of the spirit. Remember what we talked about this morning, that favor is about the Lord is what? With me. Do you see it there? The three men stood by him. That means they were with him. And that was the revelation of favor. Favor on display. He ran to meet them. So we know something. You've got to engage what you've seen. But first of all, you have to see with your spiritual eyes that you have been favored already. You may not know what the favor is for, but you must first of all get the grasp of the fact that you have received favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, "And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My what? Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight." If now I have what? Found favor in thy sight. Who are these three men? He doesn't know them yet. So what makes him differentiate them and say, "This is Lord"? Except that he connected and was engaged in the realm of the spirit. And was discerning based on what he could see in the realm of the spirit. This was not natural. This was spiritual. Touch your eyes. Say, "Lord, open my eyes to see beyond the natural, to see the blessing, the breakthrough, even before I can see it naturally. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The grace of supernatural sight. The man said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away. Don't go past me. I pray thee from thy servant." Don't go away from. If he saw three people coming to him, why is he talking this foolishness? If you just see three people coming, don't pass away from me. If I found favor in your sight, don't pass away from me. The point he's making is, God, if you came around where I am, don't, you came here for everything. Please, don't leave until I do something. Many times we miss our visitation. We miss it because we do not see first in the realm of the Spirit. Let me tell you something, child of God. Before you come to any service, you need to connect with God before you step into this place. You need to begin to talk to God. Lord, I am going to where you are going to meet with me today. Do not pass me by. If there is a word that must be spoken today, let it be for me. Something that is going to transform me. You know, some of us have forgotten why we have the offering on the stage. It's not so that you can come put something casually. Actually, that is not actually meant for your tithe and your offerings. That's sometime in the service. It's for you to come and trigger something. Do you understand? Trigger something. That's what I told you. I said, you come, it doesn't matter. You put $5 there, or you put $10 there, or you put $20 there, or you put $50 there, or $100. You are saying, God, today I am going to hear something. I am going to have an experience with you, a very personal experience with you today. You can give your tithe and your offering later, but that is your trigger point, and that is exactly what this man is going to do. He says, don't pass away from me. Don't leave me, because I have to do something before you leave here. Somebody listening. Listen to verse 4. Let a little water, he says, I pray you be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Settle down here a little bit. I'm not stopping you from going to where you want to go, but you got to stay here just a little bit. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that, ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. For therefore, did you see that? For therefore, this is the reason you came. You came here to make a stop so I can connect with you, so I can be a blessing to you. That's why you came this direction. Oh, they were going to deal with Sodom and Gomorrah. But he said, you came here to give me an opportunity. Did you hear that? You came here to give me an opportunity. Many times when people are given, they don't understand that God is giving them an opportunity for their breakthrough. They think somebody wants to take something from them. No, God doesn't want to take anything from you. He gives you an opportunity. You hear that there's a need. Oh, this is an opportunity for me to connect. Oh, something needs to be done here. This is an opportunity for me to connect. This is an opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity. Every situation, when God presents himself before you, in whatever form, he's creating an opportunity for you. And if you miss that opportunity, you miss out on what God has in store for you. Most of you know that even though I am more Canadian now than Nigerian, where I came from is Nigeria. And many times, people think that you've got a tree behind your house, and the leaves on that tree is money. And you can be tempted to start complaining when people start asking, oh, can I have help with this? Can I have help with this? I have this problem. I have that problem. Can you do this for me? You can sit down there and start complaining about what do these people think? And instead of saying, God, are you presenting an opportunity for me to sow? Whatever it is that I need to sow, you can complain your way out of your blessing. And that goes anywhere for anybody. For therefore you come to your servant. And he said, so do as thou hast said. You came here. He locked in on the fact that they, by presenting themselves to him, were giving him an opportunity. That they, because he saw them in a vision before he saw them in real life, that they were presenting him with an opportunity. God was giving them an opportunity. Giving him. So they said, do what you got to do. And Abraham hastened. He hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran into the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. What's the common word? Haste. Quick. Not slow. Quick. Quick. When God gives you an opportunity, hasten quickly. Move, engage. Hasted. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, where is Sarah? Things are about to change for him. Because he took care of these 3 men that he has recognized by the Spirit of God where the representation of God, the pre-incarnation or theophanic expression of Jesus Christ before he came at the fullness of time. They said, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. She's in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. Oh, my. I don't know if you heard what he just said. He said, I will certainly return unto thee. This is a major clue. I am going to return to thee according to the time of life. I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. I certainly will return unto thee according to the time of life. And he's going to make the promise that Sarah is going to have a child at the time of life. But he just said, I certainly will return. You remember what I said to you? When God said to David, you will always have a son on the throne. When David's children failed, Jesus made himself the son of David. He just clued us that he did it before. I am going to return to you at the time of life. I, giving you the promise, I am going to manifest myself in the child that is going to be born. When it is impossible, God will be whatever it is that you need him to be. Hallelujah. And he's going to be the Isaac. And you remember, Isaac is the one that's been put on the altar. Because Isaac was representing Jesus Christ who is to come. Now you see it. It's right there, right in front of you. I will certainly return. That is what favor is all about. Favor is Jesus Christ manifesting himself. Because he said, I am that I am. Whatever it is that you need, I am it. I will be it for you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. What we are talking about here, it's not something you hear every day. This has been birthed by the Spirit of God into your spirit this evening. For you to recognize that God wants to engage with you. He'll be a husband. He'll be whatever. Anything you need is in the Word. Nothing was ever created without the Word. And Jesus is that Word. Praise the Lord. It says, Lo, Sarah, thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. In other words, this is an impossible situation. There's no way for this to happen. And here comes the Lord. He's making promises. You're going to have a child. But now he says, at the time of life, I certainly will return. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord, being present tense continuous, old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed. Someone say, time appointed. I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. I will return to thee. Okay. So when Isaac was born, did the angel show up?
No. Did anybody show up? No. What is he talking about? He's saying, I am. I am. I'm going to go inside that womb. I'm going to go through the process. And it's exactly the time of delivery I will show up. Somebody understand what I'm talking about? Oh, this is too much for you tonight. This is, oh my, what you talking about? Am I reading English or not? Our mind is too natural that we refuse. When we see the truth of the Word of God, our mind says, oh no, oh no, please give me, oh no, no. Don't shake it off. Receive the truth of the Word of God. Sarah's going to have a son. But I'm the one who's going to certainly, at the appointed time, return. According to the time of life, I am going to return. I am going to manifest myself as Isaac. Can you see it? I am going to manifest myself. Whatever way you need me to manifest myself, I will manifest myself. Remember that passage of scripture in Hebrews? In Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to come back here in just a moment. But in Hebrews 11, we read these words. This is what it says. Now faith is the what? Substance. That word substance is the word hypostasis. Hypostasis. Now, hypostasis in itself means to set something under. So I have a chair and I set something under. That's what hypostasis is. But the Bible calls this here substance. And we know that substance is the raw material that formulates something. Yeah? Okay? In very broken English. Setting under. This same word is a word similar to the word for patience, set under. So when we are patient, we are set under the covering of who God is, what God said. And when we are logged into what God is doing and what God wants to say, what we are doing is setting ourselves under the protective word of God. Are you with me so far? Okay. Now, why do I bring you to this word, hypostasis? Because that same word, hypostasis, is referenced in Hebrews chapter 1. And verse 3, where the Word of God says, talking about Jesus, talking about Jesus. He says, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his, you see that word, person? Person. That's the same word. Hypostasis. But what is he talking about there? Let's go to verse 1 of that same chapter and read down. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by what? His Son, whom he had appointed heir of what? All things, by whom also he made the what? Worlds. So who are we talking about? We're talking about Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory, the brightness of the glory of God, and the express image of his person. So the word faith is the substance of things hoped for. Is now faith is the person, which is Jesus, who is the Word, who made everything. So, any wonder when he says, at the time of life, I will return? Lord, manifest yourself. Hallelujah. I have a financial need. Manifest yourself. It is not based on my credit line. It is not based on what I can see in the natural. I am just saying, manifest yourself. And God sovereignly will manifest himself, and that need is taken care of. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time I appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. He stuck with them. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Shall I hide anything from this man? No. And the Lord said, shall I hide anything? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. Abraham is going to be a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Hello. Oh, glory. Everybody is going to be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and do judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. God favored Abraham and began to reveal things to him. Somebody shout hallelujah. The second thing I want you to see about this favor Let's go to Exodus chapter 3 and verse 20. Exodus 3:20. Egypt is going through its stuff. Moses is doing his thing. Pharaoh is doing his thing. And God says, and I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all of my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. Pharaoh's going to let you go. And I will give this people, watch this now, I will do what? Give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. I'm going to give these people favor. Amen? I'm going to give them favor in the sight of the Egyptians. This is what I want you to see. God says, I'm going to give them favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Because favor is something that God gives. And as we prayed this morning, God, let the people that most favor me see the favor of God on my life. See that you are with me. Amen? When God gave favor to the Israelites, he caused the eyes of the Israelites to see, or rather the Egyptians, to see the Israelites in a new light. They now did not see them as slaves. They are now going to see them as bosses. Because they're going to go and demand that the Egyptians release all of their wealth to them. God, when God favors you, when he gives you favor, it is important that those that are going to do favor to you see the favor of God being given to you. 1 second you may not have it. The next second you have it. God gives it to you, and that favor propels people to act favorably unto you. Do you understand? One moment they tell you, well, you cannot come to our house. Well, you cannot have this, you cannot have that. And the next moment, you can have it. What changed? They saw something. It is not only your eyes that need to be open. The eyes of your enemy must recognize what God is doing in your life. It has twofold effect. One, it causes them to give blessings to you. And two, it causes them to see the bigness of God behind you, and they flee from you if they are your enemies. You didn't hear that? Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? The favor of God can release blessings and release disaster on the enemy. If somebody is coming to attack you and all of a sudden they see this big dude standing behind you, say, oh, who's that? Where did that guy come from? There's nobody there, but they see something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The terrorists will be terrorized when they see the glory of God, the favor of God on your life. He says God gave his people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when you go, ye shall not go how? Empty. So favor is going to release you into a realm where there is no lack in your life.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God wants to do something extraordinary in your life. Receive that in your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 5 and verse 12, God's word says, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with what? Favor. Will thou compass him as with a shield?" With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. Remember what we said this morning. Favor, simplified, is the Lord is with me. And because the Lord is with me, I shall fear no evil. I shall not fear any man. I shall not fear anything that shall come my way, because the Lord is with me. And because God is with me, I am made more than a conqueror. Because the Lord is with me, nothing shall be able to resist me. Because the Lord is with me, nothing can stop me. Glory be to God. But you've got to engage it. If you don't engage favor, favor will not flavor your life. You've got to engage it. Just salvation, as salvation is given to all. If you don't engage the salvation, it is not yours. You've got to engage favor. If it's going to work in your life, you've got to see that God is with you. God is with me. God is with me. God is with me. God is with me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed art thou amongst women. Is that what the word of God says? Blessed art thou amongst women. Who is he talking about? He's talking about Mary. Yeah? Why? Because God is with you. God is with you. So you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Now, thank you for putting the verse up. The angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee." It is because the Lord is with thee that you are highly favored. And blessed art thou among women. Because the Lord is with you, you have been picked. There were many virgins. True? But Mary is the picked one. There are many men, many businesses, many women, but God can pick you. Hallelujah. If anybody is going to be picked for something special, it's got to be me. Hallelujah. It's the person that believes that God has made them deserving. The person that is engaged. And remember, Abraham engaged those men. Did he not? He engaged them. So, who is it that God wants to use to bless you that you've not engaged? Or are you and I going to continually miss the opportunities that God presents us? God presents you every day an opportunity to get locked in to a blessing. Don't lose it. We showed you a video clip this morning about a young boy that went into a store and stole an inhaler because he wanted to take it to the mother that was sick and was lying in bed, ready to die. And the storekeeper runs after the young man, stops him, and threatens to send a cop to arrest him. And here is this lady watching the situation, and she steps in. God had given her an opportunity. She steps in and says, "How much does that inhaler cost?"
"Yes."
"Cost $15? Says, "Here, here's $20. Please take this. Take this and just let him go." I says, "Okay, I'll let you go, but don't you ever come into my store again." 20 years later, that woman who stepped in and protected that boy and left that boy a note just paid forward. He's sick. The woman is sick. In the hospital, dying. She needs surgery. And one of the doctors came and told her, "Well, in a nutshell, your goose is cooked. If you don't have money to pay, you're done. The only person that can do anything about this is the director." And here comes the director. Said, "Leave this case with me." Said, "Well, she can this." Said, "Just leave the case with me. You must be new. I am the director," she says. And he sits across from the woman. And she's still stuck on the fact that she could not pay. And the young man says, "Don't worry about it. It's taken care of. It's done. Why would you do something like this for me?" "Well, you know, many years ago, my mother was dying. And I stole something from his store. And the storekeeper came, accosted me, and was ready to put me out. And there was a woman who came that day, took care of that bill. And everything turned around. You don't need to thank me. All I need you to do," and he pulls out the card and gives it to the woman, and the woman recognizes, "This is the young man that I saw 20 years ago that I helped get out of a mess. He's the one coming all the way back and taking care of me." Can you imagine if she had missed that engagement? 20 years later, she would be dead. But because of what she did, at the fullness of time, it came back. Is the same thing with favor. Don't lose your opportunity. You never know. You never know how it is going to come back. Never know. But you've got to engage favor. Hallelujah. Anyhow, let me wrap up here. And I'm going to take this up in the days to come, as we continue to explore favor. But one thing I want you to take home with you today is this. Favor has already been given to you. Favor is about God being with you.
And God is already with you. Therefore, just like Mary carried Jesus and was therefore declared blessed and highly favored, you also carry Jesus. Therefore, you too are blessed and highly favored. Amen? But somebody else needs to see it, because until they see it, you don't get the benefit of it. So the Bible keeps on saying somebody found favor in the sight of, or God gave favor in the sight of. So tonight, I want to pray one simple prayer. I want to pray this prayer. And like I said this morning, it's going to cover three things. One, me recognizing that I am blessed and highly favored, first thing. Two, that I recognize what God has invested in me and carry myself in that grace. Three, that other people see what God has already done in my life. Because until they see it, they will treat you as ordinary. But when they see it, they treat you appropriately to the glory of God. Have you ever been in a situation or heard of a situation where somebody says, "Oh, I didn't know it was you. If I only knew, I would have." Well, they're going to know the very first time they see you. Praise the Lord. They were looking for a queen for Ahasuerus. And as soon as Ahasuerus saw Esther, she said, "That's the one." You know the key to it? She was already working on this favor thing. Favor was bestowed upon her by Haggai. And because of the decisions she made, everybody in the palace favored her. Because she came to a conclusion, "I am not going to push myself around here. I'm going to let the people that know what they're doing do for me what they know is best for me." And she positioned herself properly. I will talk about that some other time. And now, as she stood before the king, he says, "She's the one. Here's the crown." He saw the favor that she was already swimming in, not only with one person, but everybody. And the Bible says the church grew because they found favor in the sight of God and men. Change that takes place favorably for you happens because everybody sees it. I know he is going to succeed. And all they can say out of their mouth are blessed words. So let it be for everyone here. For you and for your children. For you and your family. That the favor of God will surround you as a shield. It will protect you. It will catapult you into a destiny that cannot be stopped. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, open our eyes to behold that which you have already invested in us. Open the eyes of others that they behold now what you have invested in us, that we are blessed and highly favored. And Lord, when you give to us favor, let them see it happen. And let what they are seeing compel them to act appropriately. To the glory of the living God, we call this done. Find favor at your workplace. Find favor in the courtroom. Find favor in the marketplace. Let people release to you information that they know so that you can make the right decisions. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare by the word of decree that it is so done. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.